Ms. Arlene Chan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for your interest.
Ms. Chan, Toronto is Canada's biggest and most diverse city. How does Chinatown fit into Toronto's history and Canada's history? For example, was it one of the biggest Chinatowns in Canada?
Yes, it became, well, it was the third largest Chinatown in the early 1900s after Victoria and Vancouver. And now I think we're sort of in competition with Vancouver, who has the largest Chinatown. And I'm a bit biased, but I think Toronto has the largest Chinatown in Canada.
Why are there even Chinatowns?
Well, the early history of the Chinese in Canada and in Toronto, it was because the Chinese were very discriminated and segregated into these ethnic enclaves because of, there was the Chinese head tax, and then there were immigration laws that excluded Chinese from coming into Canada. And there were many laws in place that discriminated against the Chinese. For example, they weren't allowed to vote. They couldn't go into professions. They didn't have full citizenship rights. So all these kinds of laws really segregated the Chinese. And so they really needed to sequester themselves so that they could help each other and find a place that was welcoming to them as opposed to being outside of the Chinese community, outside of Chinatown.
Now, you're an author of several books on Chinatowns and Toronto life and Chinese traditions and so on. What got you interested in writing about these Chinatowns?
Well, I grew up in Toronto's Chinatown, and ever since I was a teenager, I've always been interested in our history. There are six kids in our family, my three brothers and two younger sisters, and I'm the only one that has really pursued this interest in our history in Toronto, and has a lot to do with the fact that both my parents were very, very active in the Chinese community. So when I was doing my research later on as an adult, had a very different set of lenses looking at the history and putting all the puzzle pieces together, because when I would write research about a particular community leader, I would say, oh, that's what my Uncle Harry did, or that's what, so I knew all these very important people in the development of our history in Toronto here. So I've always had this fascination with our history.
Now, you're giving walking tours of Chinatown in Toronto. What would I see and learn going on a walking tour with you?
Mm-hmm. So I do tours in our original Chinatown, which was mostly demolished to make way for the construction of New City Hall and our new public square. So I do tours through there, and mostly because our first Chinatown, most of it is gone now. One-third that was left after the land was expropriated, that one-third is mostly gone now as well through development. And so that tour is, this is what used to be here. This is what significant and important family association used to be here. This is what restaurant used to be here that really helped to bridge that, to link the Chinese community with the Torontonians. And then the other tours that I do are through Chinatown, what we call Chinatown West, which is at Spadina and Dundas. That's where our largest Chinatown is now. And that one is a very vibrant Chinatown. So when I walk through there, I can take people into various places, like go into a Taoist temple, I go into a martial arts club, I go into a herbal store. So it's very, very different from the tour of the original Chinatown. And so it's not so much, I mean, the Chinatown at Spadina and Dundas is also changing. It's evolving. It's responding to the new people, new residents who are moving into the area. But it's still essentially a very vibrant Chinese community there, and a lot of businesses and restaurants that are thriving.
Well, that's you kind of anticipated my next question. There's how are these places evolving? Because now you yourself are what, a third generation?
That's correct. I'm third generation Chinese Canadian.
Are these new generations sort of moving away from the past and this isolation, because the laws that isolated the original Chinese are no longer, of course, they're long gone. And you know, Chinese like yourself are extremely successful in the Canadian lifestyle. So I'm just wondering, are Chinatowns maybe dying?
No, I'm very optimistic about our Chinatown, the one at Spadina and Dundas, because, I mean, our Chinatowns have really, they keep changing with the various waves of immigrants coming into the city. I mean, just in the Chinese community alone, before the Second World War, the Chinese who came into the city, really most of them lived in Chinatown because they weren't welcome to venture outside of Chinatown. But after the war, we first saw, you know, family reunification, all the Bachelor Society men who were here without their wives and families. They started bringing their families over from China, from Hong Kong. And then we started seeing waves of immigrants coming from Hong Kong because of the announcement that Hong Kong was going to be passed back to China. We started seeing a lot of immigrants from there. And then we started seeing waves coming from the end of the Vietnam War. A lot of ethnic Chinese who were from Vietnam were coming in. So all the, and then, of course, of the largest waves from China, because China was the largest source of immigrants coming into to Canada. And depending on the economic status of these new immigrants, if they were fairly well off, they would move into Chinatown and settle there. They were settling outside of the city, moving up to Markham, you know, Richmond Hill, out into Scarborough. And even the earlier Chinese who had been here, it was a dream for them to move out of downtown and move out into the suburbs and the outer suburbs. And so, and then the new immigrants who are coming here who were needing to find work in entry-level kind of jobs, like working in stores and restaurants, they would be living in the downtown area so they could be close to where they work. So there's quite a, you know, Chinatown has really been shaped by the immigrants who have arrived here. And what I see now in our Chinatown at Spadina and Dundas, there's a lot of condo development happening at the south end of Spadina near the lakeshore, and that's bringing in a whole new, I'm not talking just Chinese people who are moving into the condos, but a whole new generation of condo dwellers who are going to be visiting Chinatown, and that's driving the direction that the businesses are going into. You're finding a lot of younger people who are opening up Chinese tea shops and noodle shops on Spadina. So I can see a new generation of business owners moving into Chinatown. So I'm very optimistic about our Chinatown being here for a while to come.
Arlene Chan, how important is it to remember what the origins were?
I think it's very, very important for people to know and understand our history because, I mean, we have an election coming up. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not going to bother to go and vote. And I said, you know, if we, the Chinese in Canada did not get the right to vote right across the country until 1947. So this is something that I don't take for granted. And if people understand what Chinese, the early Chinese community did just to fight for that right to have the right to vote, they would maybe be a little more diligent about taking that chance to vote, to make, you know, make their voice heard. So I think if people really understood the hardships of the earlier generations, they would really understand that what we have today, why Toronto is celebrated for its diversity, is not something we always had. It's something that people had to fight for, something that was we cannot take for granted. And so if you know the history, you'll really appreciate and understand and not take anything for granted, that what we enjoy today, the richness of our city, the diversity that we see, not only in our Chinatown with the various immigrant groups and the different languages and customs and cultures of the Chinese who are living and visiting our Chinatown, but in the whole city. And it is because we have what we have because of what happened in the past. So I think it's so important to know our history.
Well, Arlene Chan, thank you very much for this.
Thank you so much for your interest in our history and the part that our Chinese community is playing in the richness of our city life today.